USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is cheering introduction of a comprehensive immigration reform bill.
The bill being introduced is much of President Biden's vision, which includes addressing some key components of what he feels needs to be modernized in our system.
That is, U.S. Border Patrol agents say in January they arrested over 7,200 people traveling as families, compared to about 4,500 in December. NASA's most sophisticated rover, Perseverance, has landed safely on the surface of Mars.
That's unconfirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Rover originally launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida at the end of July. Perseverance has traveled nearly 300 million miles on its journey from Earth to Mars. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Twitter allowed at least two derogatory themes to trend with Rush Limbaugh after the radio titan's death on Wednesday. Under Rush Limbaugh, on the website's list of trending topics in the afternoon, Limbaugh was trending along with good riddance and rotten hell. Nearly 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington, D.C. through March 12th. The Pentagon also working with relevant law enforcement agencies to determine what appropriate force presence looks like now that the threat landscape has changed in the weeks since Joe Biden's inauguration. Regarding any specific threats against Washington, D.C., Assistant Defense Secretary Robert Salis says,
at this time, I'm not aware of a threat that is out there, but that evolves all the time, Congressman. So we have to work closely with our federal law enforcement partners.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Bob Dole has stage 4 lung cancer. The former Kansas senator and Republican presidential candidate revealed the diagnosis on Thursday and said he will begin treatment on Monday. Dole ran for president in 1996 and lost to Bill Clinton. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to go against CDC guidelines and focus vaccination efforts on those residents in his state 65 years and older.
We were the first state to reject the CDC guidance, which wasn't going to put seniors first. And we said, no, we're putting seniors first. I was criticized by the same types of folks for putting seniors first. Well, guess what? Florida seniors are glad that we put them first. Today's event where we have the 3,000 seniors, that was over and above what that county had been getting. We saw that there was that we needed to get more seniors in that particular county, so we worked with some of the local neighborhoods and said, where is a lot of seniors? Where can we go in and knock out several thousand very quickly to get those numbers up? And I can tell you, Laura, there were an awful lot of very happy seniors there today. There were a lot of smiles on their faces. People were able to get vaccines. This is one of many things that we're doing to put seniors first in Florida. We're not going to stop until every senior that wants a shot gets a shot, and we're not going to let some of the naysayers slow us down.
The Republican governor saying the state received the majority of the Pfizer shipment, but is still waiting for the entire Moderna shipment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.